Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
This happens, it seems, to be an annual event that I'm on the show the night of the Academy Awards.
And I know. You know, Brendan was telling me they were on tonight. I used to love the Academy Awards. I have lost so much interest over the years. I don't even know what's nominated this year. I don't even care. And that's very unusual for me because I love theater.
You are in luck because tonight I have my own nominations for the Academy Awards. Here, quickly, are my nominations this year. In a lead role, Joe Biden as the little dictator. His memorable line was, "You can't legislate by executive order unless you are a dictator," which, of course, he has had 60 and counting.
Except that actually there's 60 dictators pulling his strings would be a little more accurate.
But, well, that could, that's
awesome. But yes, for all intents and purposes, he's a dictator.
Okay. In a supporting role, Lester Holt for portraying a journalist.
Very good.
At the 45th Murrow Symposium this March, he said, "I think it's become clear that fairness is overrated. The idea that we should always give two sides equal weight and merit does not reflect the world we find ourselves in." Way to go, Lester.
Yeah, I guess that horse's rear end never read the First Amendment and what freedom of the press is supposed to be all about.
Okay. In the category of special effects, Kamala Harris, for being invisible, she hasn't visited the border region since becoming Biden's point person regarding the migrant crisis 32 days ago.
Yeah, you know, she's not that bad looking. I'd vote for her voice to become indecipherable to the ear, so that we just don't have to hear her talk about anything.
But she may be that person where the old adage about should be seen and not heard, perhaps not even seen. Next, in an award for editing, NBC News for editing out the portion of a frantic 911 call in which a woman is heard saying, "It's these grown girls over here trying to fight us, trying to stab us. Get here now." They also edited out the video footage showing the knife in the Bryant shooting case, which you've heard of. And then this one of my favorites. I'm like Red Skelton. I laugh at my own jokes. Original script in science fiction category. Dr. Fausti.
Oh, very good. From the good play on words from the medieval play, Dr. Faustus. Or
Dr. Faustus.
Yeah,
This guy owns more flip-flops than a rental cabana at the beach.
Very good.
And then finally, our Lifetime Achievement Award, LeBron James, for being the greatest of all twits.
Yeah. Boy, do you know of anything that's actually nominated this year that's good? When I heard that they changed they changed the rules, and unless there's a person of color in the movie or unless there's a gay person in the movie, they won't even consider it. I'm going, okay, if those are your standards now, it's not like back in the 60s where somebody wanted to make some movie about racism. And in those days, it was daring. It was cutting edge. It did take some courage. It was against the tide
of the
times.
Yeah, Sidney Poitier, guys like that.
Exactly. Sure. I love Sidney Poitier. Yeah. But these Hollywood elitists patting themselves on the back now just to go along with all this woke stuff because they're so cowardly and they want to win that desperate award. I think some of the people who won that award over the years should send it back, say they don't even need it.
I'm pretty tired of it. And
I'm pretty amazed that I didn't even know it was going on tonight. This really is a first for me. I write novels. I've directed plays. I've graduated as a drama major from San Jose State. The Academy Awards for those of us in theater is like our Super Bowl every year. And I stopped caring so much, I didn't even know they were on tonight. I had no idea. And I guess that's a good thing.
Probably. Well, but part of the description of your program is that involves pop culture, so we need to address it.
Well, we need to address what a farce it's become, that's for sure.
I will say this. I watched a film. I had read the book a couple of years ago. There's a movie called News of the World starring Tom Hanks, who usually, you know.
Oh, I did hear that. I did hear that that was pretty decent, actually. Is that one of the ones nominated?
I have no idea. But I would recommend that you watch the film, Bob. You personally, I don't know if all of our listening audience, it's a good movie. And there was a little intrigue for me, or special interest, because it takes place in the Old West after Civil War, and it takes place right around the area where I live. So a lot of little towns around here that I'm familiar with, including San Antonio, a little town of San Antonio, a lot of it takes place here. And so that made it even more interesting for me. But it's a good story, and I would recommend it. And as usual, I like the book better, but, I mean, not very often can I say that I like the film version better than the original book, but it's a good movie. You ought to see it.
Bad news, though. It only got nominated for 4 nominations, and it's all about like the background stuff. So Tom Hanks not nominated or anything. So
well, Tom Hanks has won his 2 Academy Awards. He has enough Academy Awards.
Forrest Gump is one of them, right, Bob? I just want to point that out so we can have an episode about that.
Forrest Gump is one. And by the way, guys, one of my good friends, Bob Price, who was a guest on this show maybe 6 months ago, he's a writer and he's an atheist, but great friend. He's a big fan of the Twilight Zone. He listened to our Twilight Zone show.
He said
he was surprised at the episodes that you guys picked as your favorites and surprised at the way you were interpreting them, the message you got out of them. He asked if he could come back and we could do a sequel show. So that might be fun.
I will if you will.
Oh, okay. Well.
And I'm down too.
Radio doesn't get much better than people arguing about the Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone, yeah. Talk about non-reality. But as we talked about, the parables, the analogies in there strike pretty true. So
I thought so. I should say I didn't have any problem with what you guys were saying or with what I was saying. But Bob's pretty opinionated. It would be interesting to bring him on and just hear what he has to say about it.
Sure.
We're going to sound like Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney in the old MGM movies set to save the town. Hey, I know. We'll do a show. We'll get acrobats and ballerinas and
there's
dancers.
No business.
We'll invite everybody.
No business.
Oh, I saw a montage once of about 10 different Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland, where in every one of them, they're going, I know, we'll do a show. And they kept switching to the next movie, and it sounded like the same dialogue. It was pretty funny.
I thought he was great. You know, when we talk about Twilight Zone or other things like that, people talk about, you know, they watch shows on Nickelodeon or now on Netflix all reruns. I watched them all first run.
Jim, you and I are so old, everything we like has been cancel cultured.
I'll tell you that. I'm so old that they didn't even have history yet in school.
Yeah, we've done that one.
I was going to say, you're so old that the History Channel is now the present channel.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.